Okay, the book of Isaiah. We're in Isaiah chapter 33 today. This is our 20th study in the book of Isaiah. We begin in Isaiah chapter 33, verse 1. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. And I'm reading from the New King James Version today. Woe to you who plunder, though you have not been plundered, and you who deal treacherously, though they have not dealt treacherously with you. When you cease plundering, you will be plundered, and when you make an end of dealing treacherously, they will deal treacherously with you. God says, you people who are mean to those who haven't done anything mean to you, you're going to know what it feels like to be treated badly yourself. You know, we're not even supposed to be mean to those who are mean to us. That's bad enough. Multiply it times infinity when you're mean to somebody who isn't mean to you. We're just not supposed to be mean. And we reap what we sow. Verse 2. O Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. Be their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. In other words, God, please be kind to us. We are looking to you. 3. At the noise of the tumult, the people shall flee. When you lift yourself up, the nations shall be scattered. They say, God, if you stand up for us, our enemies are going to run away scared. Verse 4, and your plunder shall be gathered like the gathering of the caterpillar, as the running to and fro of locusts. You shall run upon them like a cloud of locusts take everything green when they enter an area. The losers in war will lose all their possessions. And God says, I'm going to do that for you, my people. Verse 5, the Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. God is over all. He rules with justice. Those who do not believe that will find out that they are wrong when they pay the price for being bad. Verse 6, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. God gives people and nations who obey him real security. God gives people wealth that makes them secure, and that wealth is godly wisdom. It may not be the wealth of a pocketbook, but it's wealth of godly wisdom. Security and peace follow godliness. Verse 7, surely their valiant ones shall cry outside. The ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly. The highways lie waste. The wayfaring man ceases. He has broken the covenant. He has despised the cities. He regards no man. In a godless society, no one cares about God, and therefore no one cares about each other. And consequently, life is not enjoyed. The streets are often empty because it's too dangerous to be out and about. Verse 9. The earth mourns and languishes. Lebanon is shamed and shriveled. Sharon is like a wilderness, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruits. You know, when society breaks down because of man's rebellion against God, even nature suffers. Verse 10, now I will arise, says the Lord. Now I will be exalted. Now I will lift myself up. God is speaking to the unsaved here. He says, you're about to see how strong I am. Verse 11, you shall conceive chaff. You shall bring forth stubble. Your breath as fire shall devour you. God says, you wicked. You've got plans, but your plans are like dry grass, which is about ready to be burned, and I'm about ready to strike a match. Verse 12, and the people shall be like the burnings of lime, like thorns cut up. They shall be burned in the fire. God says, fire is going to burn your bones until they look like chalk. 13, hear, you who are afar off, what I have done, and you who are near, acknowledge my might. God says, I don't care where you are. It's time for you to recognize how powerful I am. 14, the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has seized the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? God's people, who are living as if there is no God, have good reason to be afraid also. It's not just those who call themselves heathen, it's those who call themselves God's people. You know, if you live like the devil, I don't care if you call yourself a Christian or a heathen. Playing with dangerous fire, and that fire is God's wrath. It's his judgment. And he does chastise. And he does punish. And it's no fun. 15. He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he who despises the gain of oppressions, who gestures with his hands, refusing bribes, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed, and shuts his eyes from seeing evil. You know, God discriminates on the basis of behavior. He knows those who behave themselves. They don't get lost in the crowd. He knows those who do not take bribes, who do not accept the gains of oppression. He knows those who walk uprightly and do what is righteous. And God says in verse 16, he will dwell on high. His place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. Bread will be given him. His water will be sure. He'll have what he needs. God says, you good people, you're going to be safe. Don't worry about it. 17, your eyes will see the king in his beauty. They will see the land that is very far off. To the good, God says, you're going to enjoy the good land. You're going to enjoy the good life. 18, your heart will meditate on terror. Where is the scribe? Where is he who weighs? Where is he who counts the towers? God says, you're going to remember the terrible times of the past, and you'll wonder whatever happened to your godless leaders. 19, you will not see a fierce people, a people of obscure speech beyond perception, of a stammering tongue that you cannot understand. They won't see foreigners in charge of their lives anymore. God's going to take care of that. He's going to remove them. You know, that is a judgment on God's people, to have the heathen rule over them. And God warned them that that's what would happen if they would disobey him. 20, look upon Zion, the city of our appointed feast. Your eyes will see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that will not be taken down. Not one of its stakes will ever be removed, nor will any of its cords be broken. Jerusalem will be a peaceful place to live, God says, once you folks turn back to me. Verse 21, but there the majestic Lord will be for us, a place of broad rivers and streams in which no galley with oars will sail, no majestic ships pass by. No enemy ships will bother the Israelites. No enemy ships will bother God's people, because God's people will be fellowshipping with the Lord. God's presence will protect them, and their obedience makes that presence possible. Verse 22, for the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us. God will rescue them from their enemies. God will be on their side because they have chosen to be on God's side. 23, your tackle is loosed. They could not strengthen their mast. They could not spread the sail. Then the prey of great plunder is divided. The lame take the prey. The enemy's ships will be disabled, God says. and God's people will be able to take their enemies' valuables. Verse 24, and the inhabitant will not say, I am sick. The people who dwell in it will be forgiven their iniquity. When God forgives his people, it's like a heavy weight is lifted off their back. It sure makes a sinner feel good when God takes away their sin, and they know it. It's even health to their bones. I mean, the spirit and the body are so connected that when you're strong spiritually, oftentimes it makes you feel a lot better physically. Well, we'll pick it up in chapter 34 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.